This is Thomas Edge, giving you the edge on Harness Racing this week in Tasmania.
Harness Racing goes to Hobart tonight with a nine-event program. We'll preview the Quadrella races with Greg in just a moment. But a little bit of other news to talk about in Harness Racing. We've, of course, had Harness Racing on Friday night in Launceston. Greg, you were there. And we had the Globe Derby Stakes and a couple of impressive performances. Also, although we saw Resurgent Spirit get beaten at Long Odds on.
First time he's ever been beaten by a Tasmanian horse, of course, in 15 starts. His only previous defeat was in the Tassie Derby when he ran third behind a couple of Victorians. He has had a setback since he last raced, and he was clearly in need of the run on Friday night. He was used up just a little bit early to find the front, got tired at the finish, held on to run third behind an impressive winner in Estevao and another pretty handy horse in Rusty Red Comet. You'd think he'd certainly be improved. He's got 16 days between the heat and the final, and I wouldn't be riding him off Resurgent Spirit.
Vanderbilt won the second heat of the Globe Derby.
Brave drive by Christian Salter. He was in front going down the back straight. The pressure came on very early. Christian thought his horse wasn't going to be comfortable if he put the acid test to him at that stage of the race, so he actually eased and let the other horse go to the front, which you don't see very often at the 500-metre mark of a harness race, but it was the right move because the leader stopped. Vanderbilt raised another effort and he ran on strongly to win, beating Corral de Dazzler, who's a much improved horse, and Chopsticks Boris, who ran on well from last. And the other feature race on Friday night was a prelude at the Bandbox, which has got a $30,000 final coming up in a fortnight as well. And the winner, Faithful Gabby, is a very, very talented filly. In fact, she broke the track record in this race for a three-year-old filly with a sub-2-minute performance. She's extremely smart.
Faithful Gabby winning earlier in the night. There's some interesting news on Harness Edge News. If you want to go to the website, the Taz Racing website, and click on Harness Racing, go to News, and Harness Edge News has all the latest. It's been talking about how well Tasmanian horses, Greg, have been performing interstate in recent times. Not only horses, but also former Tasmanians and a mate of yours in Gary Elson across in Western Australia. Of course, you used to work with Gary, and he's really made a name for himself over there.
Look, I'm reluctant to even talk about a column because he had four winners for the week, starting off at Gloucester Park Pinjarra, I think, last Monday. Gloucester Park, he got a double with a couple of very smart horses, and he had a couple of runners at Gloucester Park on Friday night, and he told me one of them was a chance, and I didn't back it. It was called Reuben Brogdon, and it paid $53. He's absolutely on fire, Gary. He's a very good horse. Crombie was a little bit below par on Friday night in the free-for-all race, but I think he might have been a fraction sore. And a horse that's got an unlimited amount of ability called Class of Tara was an impressive winner first up. So he's got his stable firing. He's poured a fortune into harness racing over there, so it's good to see him getting some results.
And a lot of people know that Gary's probably an ex-Tasmanian who now lives across in Western Australia. What was his background? Because he wasn't heavily involved in harness racing here, was he?
He wasn't what you'd call heavily involved. He comes from Wynyard. He worked in Launceston for a while, found his way to Devonport. Eventually he built some stables at Railton. He had some good horses quite a few years ago, so back in the 90s. Accessory was one that comes to mind. Dixon Neptune, which he sold to Queensland. He was a top free-for-all horse. So he has been involved in it for a while, certainly not to the extent that he is now, and he's training them himself now, of course. He went to Western Australia in a business capacity, got involved in harness racing again as an owner, and he's now back training them, and he's getting some excellent results.
Michael Law's another Tasmanian who's been campaigning across the Victoria for a few months. He's got Russell Murray, who's been going along nicely. He's had 9 starts over there for 3 wins and a couple of placings. He's got a couple of others going along nicely, so he'd certainly be paying his own way.
He would. He's not afraid to do that, Michael. He pops over to Victoria every now and again with teams of horses, and he always gets some good results. So nothing ventured, nothing gained, they say. He's prepared to do it, and it's working out well for him. There's a couple of other Tasmanian horses going well on the mainland. A little bit of chicken fried won another race at Albion Park last night. I think he's won 6 or 7 now since he's been up in Queensland. And Corrada Impulse, owned by the Rattray family, or members of the Rattray family. She's racing up there with James and ran a place in a semi-final of the Breeders' Challenge at Menangle last night. So all-round Tasmanian horses going very well.
And Barinia, one of our best, is running at Geelong on Tuesday night in the heat of the Victorian Sires.
Yes, Barinia trained by Dick Eaves. She's got impeccable form. Of course, she won the Vic Oaks. Dick didn't have much luck on Friday night at Melton with his good mare Arts Bliss. She ran last after doing a bit of work in the run, but she might have had a problem. I noticed she's been stood down pending a veterinary clearance, so not much joy there, but maybe Barinia can make amends.
Right, Greg, a quick look at the quad for the meeting in Hobart tonight with night events on the card. The first leg of the quadrilla is race number 5, the Blue Bonnet.
$10,000 race for the 2-year-old fillies. Just for a little bit of value, I've gone 9, Follow the Band from the Rodney Ashwood stable. Couldn't quite catch the leader at Mowbray last week, went down narrowly as a $1.20 favourite, but maybe left the train just a tad late. Forsier number 6, unbeaten for the Rat Race stable, will be the favourite, I think, but drawn just a touch poorly here, and sometimes that can bring them undone, but you can't fold her otherwise. 5 Safety Girl and 3 Coraggio, both consistent. I went 9, 6, 5, 3.
9, 6, 5, 3. Leg 2 is race 6, just a small field here.
Yeah, just a C1. I'm sticking with Birdle's Delight, who won last time out. This is a fraction harder, but does get a better barrier draw. I think she might win again for Heath Zipka and Todd Rattray. Number 6, Bolton Mac, is racing well. Has a slightly awkward draw, but it's not an overly strong field. 5, On the Juice, has had its stable change now with Jade Munnings. Had been racing consistently for Craig Hayes for quite a long period. And number 1, Mezel Sue, is now with Ben Yole. It's been a bit disappointing, but might show up from the pole. I went 3, 6, 5 and 1.
Leg 3 is race 7.
Over the Mile, Class 2, Franco Silster, number 3, has had just the one run for Ben Yole since coming from Victoria. Led, paddled on well, finished third behind Clamorous, and now she's a terror at Mowbray. This does look an easier race if he leads again over this course. She'd think he'd be hard to catch. 10, Doughy Doback, 9, An Inch of His Life, and 8, Monsoir. They're all recent winners, drawn the second row here, so whatever gets the best luck in running could be the main danger. I went 3, 10, 9, 8.
Small field around that, race 8.
Small but classy, 6, Patrick Curdy's Flying. He's a star. He galloped out for a short distance at his only run in a stand, but he still ended up in front, and he's off 10 here, but he does look reasonably well handicapped. His main danger is his stablemate, Devendra. Devendra beat Patrick Curdy in the Raider Stakes at Devonport when he led, and Patrick Curdy sat on his outside, but I think on the bigger track, Patrick Curdy might be able to reverse that result. And 2, Talk About Dexter, and 7, Bigger and Better Max, can probably give Barry Retro the first 4. 6, 5, 2, 7.
Righto, Greg Squatty for the meeting in Hobart Harness Racing tonight. 9, 6, 5, 3, 3, 6, 5, 1, 3, 10, 9, 8, 6, 5, 2, and 7. And a full preview of all races on the Kaz Racing website. Click onto the Harness Racing, go to Punter's Corner, and our expert Jamie Cockshott has his thoughts on all races for Hobart Harness Racing tonight. The first at 4:28, the last at 9 at 8:44. That is our wrap up of Tasmanian racing for this Sunday morning. Greg, I'll see you at the track.
Have some breakfast, and we'll get there, Colin.
Look forward to meeting you there, and we'll have the first of those 9 races from Devonport and Forty Company right throughout the afternoon. First coming up at 11:03, and we'll catch you again next Sunday morning at the same time.